We got some money there. Good.
Very good. Getting better.
Cast time. Protection holds. Now coming open. Middle of the end zone. Brandon Marshall.
Good protection. That's a great job, buddy. Great job.
The one thing about Trestman is you and he have a terrific relationship. Is that one of the reasons why? Because he treats you more than just Jay Cutler, the quarterback, but Jay Cutler, the father, Jay Cutler, the person?
You know, I think he treats every guy on the team like that. We spend a lot of time together. I think we just work. I mean, he understands football. I mean, if you got a smart guy that understands football, they're easy to work with.
Good job, man. Good job. Yeah. Nice work. Nice work.
It's just an added bonus that he is so thoughtful on the other side of football, on the family side, and in your life outside of football.
Does it go like that, Jay, with the whole coaching staff? I mean, you have a solid relationship with Aaron Cromer and Matt Kavanaugh as well.
It's a good staff. It's a great staff to work with. Everyone's receptive. Everyone's open to different ideas. There's no egos involved, I think, in our offensive room, including the staff. Everyone wants to get better.
The contract put you on a level with the Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. Is it important to you that when people talk about Jay Cutler on the football field, that you're part of that same sentence with those same individuals that play that position?
Well, there's a lot of consistency there with those guys, and you have to do it year in and year out, and I understand that. I think you can ask any quarterback across the league anytime you're with the same group of people and you're learning the same system. You're going to get better. You're going to get more comfortable with what you're doing. Things are going to come a lot quicker to you. So I look forward to that.
Brandon Marshall recently said that if Jay plays 16 games, he can win the MVP award in the NFL. Does he want more balls, or does he know what he's talking about?
Maybe a little bit of both. He definitely wants more balls, I know that.
You guys just run the routes, I'll throw them. I heard you guys were complaining about balls. That was a snitch on you guys.
We got a good group of guys. I understand why Brandon's so excited, but at the same time, there's so many variables in this league, and we just got to stay healthy and just worry about one day at a time.
Has now being a dad of two made you a better leader on the football field as well?
I don't think it's hurt. At the end of the day, we say all the time, anybody can lead this team. It doesn't have to come from me or Roberto or from Jared Allen or Lance Briggs or Peanut. We've got to have really everybody on board, and everyone at some point in time has to try to lead this team.
As you're getting older, and you're 31 now, do you feel like you're getting better as a quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel 31 sometimes, but I definitely feel like my game's improving. But it goes back to the system of being with the same guys over a period of time.
A lot of fans, players, excited about this team. Is it tough to keep the expectations, hey, let's make sure we go out and take care of business on a regular basis?
No.
Or you like the fact that players are driven like
that?
Yeah,
you want the expectations each year. But you also have to know that expectations don't guarantee you anything. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that have really good players and coaches, and they feel really good about where they're at right now. We got to put in the work, and we've got to finish out preseason and get ready for week one.